Search and rescue dogs serve on the front lines, locating people missing after natural disasters, lost children, injured hikers, and others, being ready at a moment's notice to bravely endure the elements and save lives. Supreme Master Ching Hai, world-renowned humanitarian, artist, and spiritual teacher, speaks of her admiration and concern for these devoted canines.
And I saw many dogs, you know, they use for a rescue mission. They just walk in like nothing. But I feel so bad about them. Dogs walk in the sharp, broken glasses or anything like that, even chemical leaking or anything, or germs or danger. And these are precious dogs. They've been trained for years. And they even lay down their life for anyone at command. You have to protect that dog.
To show her loving support for search dogs and their human partners, Supreme Master Ching Hai has generously contributed more than $80,000 to search and rescue teams in 18 countries, including Australia, Belgium, Canada, Chile, China, the Czech Republic, Ecuador, France, Korea, Malaysia, Nepal, New Zealand, Panama, the Philippines, Slovenia, the Netherlands, the UK, and the USA. Today's program features Search and Rescue Dogs Ontario, a courageous non-profit organization from Ontario, Canada, whose human volunteers and their superbly trained canine partners are always available to assist police agencies in saving lives. The group's coordinator and training director, Dave Walker, describes how a dog becomes a member of the group.
Usually we acquire the dogs when they're around a year and a half, 2 years of age. And we rescue some dogs from situations that wasn't good for the dog, but most of these dogs were in homes or that just didn't fit for them. They were just getting stressed out from not working. And so people would contact us and we'd test the dog out.
Mr. Walker next explains the extensive training and testing required to be certified for search and rescue missions.
We train over 1,000 hours a year. We have our full-time jobs that we do. Each one of us has our own careers that we're in. And we spend all day, every Saturday for 8, 9, 10 hours. And every Monday night, we practice training for 5, 6, 7 hours. Plus then there's the maintenance of the dog every day. There's 24 hours a day. And we have to certify every year to the provincial standards, which are governed by the Ontario Provincial Police. And they have a 2-day certification that we have to pass in order to search for the use our dogs with the OPP.
The dogs are trained to conduct different types of searches. One is called area searching, in which a dog locates a person in a wide outdoor space by detecting the airborne scents emanating from them.
Area searching is what you when we hide a person out in a field, upwind from the dog, and we'll bring the dog out and we'll tell them to find a human. So the dog will search the field in a grid motion, back and forth, into the wind, and you see the dog's alert, and he'll start pulling strongly, and the handler lets the leash go, and they go, and they find, and they bark. And they stay with the person, bark, 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 until they come up and they get the reward. We use the wind to help us because our scent, our body scent is in the wind. While we're sitting here, we're shedding off pieces of our skin, whether we know it or realize it or not. Okay. Those are personal smells to each one of us, and the dogs can actually pick those up in the air.
The second type of search is known as article searching.
We throw an article out with human scent on it. We'll scent the article up against our body. We'll throw it out there, and then we'll grid the same way. We give the dog a different command to look for article. He's not looking for a human. He's looking for an article with human scent on it. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we gridded. Mm-hmm. And the dog, you saw the alert from the dog. His nose comes up, and he breaks away from the handler and finds the article and brings it back to him. We work down to metal objects, things like that. A lot of people, when they get lost, first thing they lose nowadays is their cell phone and things. They drop it or lose it or something. So the dogs have to indicate on metal objects too, and they don't hold scent as good as a cloth. Human searchers searching fields like that, looking for an object like that, probably would never find it. But with a dog, you can cover 1,000 square meters in 10, 15 minutes. In search and rescue training, the dogs are trained to use their noses to track where somebody's walked on the ground. They can smell the actual footprint on the ground. They can smell hundreds of times stronger than humans can, their sense of smell. So we can cover 1,000 meters, square meters, in minutes with a dog, whereas human searchers, it would take quite a number of them to do the same distance.
We will pause now, and when we come back, we'll see another training exercise that shows the superior search skills of these capable canines. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, featuring Search and Rescue Dogs Ontario, a group of five dedicated humans and their equally devoted canine partners. They provide no-cost assistance in locating lost or missing persons to any police agency in the province of Ontario or Canada, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
We can get called in the middle of the night. We can get called during work when we're at work. Our employers give us the time away to go. We have to use vacation time usually or something like that and take a day off work. And we show up and we're deployed with the rest of the police officers that are searching. There's specialized search teams on the police departments that are trained, and the search managers that manage them are specially trained on how to locate people quicker scientifically. So Alzheimer's people walk, for example, into the sun. There's things like that that we know from lost or missing people, their behavior, that allows us to find them quicker if we can narrow down the area or direction they took.
Let us now see another amazing training exercise, which again shows that canines are truly blessed with extraordinary gifts from heaven.
We use the toonie as just an example of how keen the dog's smell is. I mean, you threw it out there the first time and you wanted to go and find it again, and you couldn't see it out there. So it would have taken you probably an hour to find that out there. This is for when we're looking for small objects in grass like this that a victim may have lost jewelry or something, and we're looking for something real small, and we'll grid back and forth. The dog's searching for small objects, and because we don't want them to pick them up and swallow them like we do the big objects, we get them to down on them.
The next generation of search dogs are being trained today. Dave Walker now introduces us to some of the canine heroes of tomorrow.
This is the future of Search and Rescue Dogs Ontario right here. This is a little female I have. She's replacing Wiley. Wiley's 12, so she's going to start training. We'll probably try to certify her next year, this time next year. Hetty has the two males, and she's going to select one of those to replace Riker, who's due to retire in a year or two. So it takes a year and a half, 2 years to train, so to certify. So we're sort of being proactive here. She got two males, one's Bronte and one's Nico.
Safety of the canines while they work is of utmost importance. Proper training is vital to ensure their human partners can keep them away from dangerous situations.
Obedience is very important for the dogs. They must obey us when we're out in the community searching. We're working around roads with cars, distractions of other animals, things. They must be very obedient to our commands, so they're not distracted. For safety reasons too, they must come back when they're called immediately, that sort of thing, because we're out working around traffic and cars and different things. So the obedience is very important.
As part of her ongoing compassionate mission to ensure the well-being of all search and rescue canines, Supreme Master Ching Hai recently contributed $1,000 to Search and Rescue Dogs Ontario for the purchase of needed canine protective gear.
I would like to thank Supreme Master Ching Hai very much for the generous donation for our safety vests and safety collars for the dogs for when they're working at night. The new coats will be of this Gore-Tex material, which is high visibility. We work the dogs at night a lot, and they're out searching off-leash, and sometimes they come out into traffic or near roads, and it's important that we be able to see them at night for safety, and also other people and vehicles and things see them. So this high-visibility Gore-Tex material is going to replace our vest that we have there for the dogs. It also helps in all weather that we work out in, all climates, so the rain and the snow. We also have a glow collar that's going to be included with that, and this is battery operated, and it goes on the dog for at night so we can see the dog when it works at a great distance from us. So we really appreciate the donation from Supreme Master Ching Hai, and generous donation. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Our gratitude, Dave Walker and the other human and canine team members of Search and Rescue Dogs Ontario, for selflessly devoting your time and energy to protecting the lives of others. May Providence always keep you safe and bless you for your noble endeavors. For more details on Search and Rescue Dogs Ontario, please visit www.sardogsontario.com. Thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May your lives be filled with ever greater peace, love, and understanding.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.